John Boy.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Debbie World Podcast. Today is Wednesday, September 30th, the last day of the month. What's happening, Queen? What's going on?
Nothing. Chilling. I can't believe it. As I always say, it's the last day of September, and it happens to fall on a Wednesday, the day of the show.
The last day.
Wednesday was like, last Wednesday was what?
What is going on?
Time is just going, moving.
Yeah. Flying. Goodbye.
Oh,
and now it's October tomorrow.
The youngest child will be out of the house soon. Golly. Well. Hey, let's go then. Let's get it. September, October, here we go.
Let's do it.
Shout out to all the October babies, the Libra babies.
Oh, yeah.
Going into that Scorpio season after them. So shout out to all y'all. Happy birthday to all the Libras. I have one daughter that's a Libra, my mom. Wow. Come on, Libras. Your girl.
Mm-hmm. My dad's a Libra, my daughter's a Libra, my sister's a Libra, my nephew's a Libra.
Just Libras.
Yeah, we got a lot of them over here. But it's fascinating to deal with people's personalities because even outside of their signs, they personalities stand differently, you know, more than the actual sign. So I like that your sign can actually dictate some of your characteristics, but your personality still stands true to who you are.
Yeah. You got a lot of people that they don't believe in the whole sign thing, but I look at it like this: God invented heaven, earth, all of this that we in this whole universe. So what makes you think that he ain't invent them signs and stuff?
But people believe what they want to believe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I do see some people, they trait with some people that's the same sign. I do see some similarities in personalities being around certain people and stuff and how their ways are and stuff. Even if they're parents. Some of their parent signs come out in there. But, you know, that's a whole nother subject there, boy. Like, can get deep into them signs and what type of people. Yeah, and that's the one that you sent me that day on IG with the young lady talking about the signs, and she was talking about how the Capricorn is the most realest one out of the signs. I was like, yeah, Shell, no, that's me. Queen, no, that's me. That's me. I listened to her whole line. Mm-hmm. She said some real stuff on there about a whole bunch of signs, especially the Virgo sign. She said some real stuff on there about those.
What stuck out to me about the Capricorn thing is that I know that a lot of Capricorns are about their finances, and a lot of them are also just really direct, like just get to the point with it, not. You know, grinding line. That's what I see. Like, well, I saw that about the sign. I was like, okay, this fits the bill because I know many Capricorns.
She was into it. That young lady, though. I can't even remember her IG name, but she was speaking some real that day.
Yeah, she was on there a long time.
She kept saying, "I ain't gonna be on here doing this, y'all. I wasn't supposed to be talking about no sign. Now y'all got me all up in here."
Talk about signs all day long,
but she broke them down. She really did, but you know them signs, something It's very interesting to read about it. Very interesting to read about it.
Right.
Yeah, so Queen, what's going on today?
So, you know, today we are dealing with a few different Wednesday. We talk about what's on our mind, we liberate ourselves to the weekend and let go. But before we jump into Freestyle Wednesday, let's do our welcome and our sponsorship, and I'll go ahead and let Queen jump into that, the sponsorship right after I say, welcome to another week of Shelby's World. We are, again, excited to have you on board. We appreciate you guys always tuning in, giving us your listening ear or your viewership whenever you have the opportunity. Thank you for sharing our podcast, liking it, hosting it, and doing what you do to make sure you support us, because we appreciate the support, and you support those that support us. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And again, it's September 30th, the last of the month, and we are now well into this election season. So I wanted to kind of like get some hilarity out of the way in regards to what is nice today, which I thought they had a lot of comedic stretches. But before we do that, we're going to let Queen jump into the sponsorship. What's up, Queen?
Well, thank you to our sponsors, Shelby's Bistro. Make sure you check out Shelby's Bistro on IG for all your event and catering needs. Shelby's Bistro. Check her out on IG. Our second sponsor is J2 Couture. Make sure you check out J2 Couture on Facebook at J2 Couture LLC and on IG as well at J2 Couture for all your beauty and fashion needs. Make sure you check them out today. And a huge shout out to our sponsors, the creator of Freedom Train Radio, Joe and Patrick. Big shout out to those guys and everything that they do, and to all the other podcast shows that's a part of the Freedom Train Network. Make sure you check out Freedom Train, Shelby's Bistro, and J2 Couture. Thanks again for sponsoring Shelby's World Podcast.
And now that we've got our sponsors out of the way, we want to definitely say thank you again. And Queen, I know that, again, I know a lot of times y'all she have a hard time remembering that she has this wonderful studio.
And oh, yeah, the day to the studio.
About the wonderful studio that she has. That's for recording pleasures for you to come in. You have a podcast that you're working on. You just need to have a meeting or just a space to come and run out for the day for you to do some office work or some business. We have Queen at J2 Couture Studio on IG, or you can give that phone number to them, Queen.
850-300-0700. And just, you know, date, time, whatever you need. It's not, look, you have internet access, all of that. So if you just need to do a quick meeting with a few people, the spot is available. You know, just hit me up at 850-300-0700 to rent out the J2 Couture Studio. I can't.
All right. And that's something that you definitely want to be about. You want to get in and get a space that that's quality and that you can definitely that has great Wi-Fi connection. Is they have mm-hmm. good services for the guests there, and it's nice, clean bathrooms are nice and clean. And they offer there's a lot of other small businesses in the setup in the office closet setup as well. So check her out over there at J2 Couture Studios and get in there, and also, you know, beyond the setup, get your hair done, get your wig installed, do all those good things that she provides.
All of that stuff. We'll hook you up. And it's a nice, you will love the environment. Very funny. Very funny, very professional. But you will love the environment. Come on, y'all. J2 Couture Studios. All right. Big things. Wow. I can't wait till we be back in the studio for that live show in October.
Yes.
Get ready.
And we have
ready.
Not come up with a date. So we are ready to start advertising for that because we've now come up with a date. But we're going to wait until we put the post out about it and put the flyer out and tell y'all what we're doing. And, you know, when we get that situated, I want y'all to tune in. Tune in because
get
we
ready.
Need a live studio audience on the feed. We can't have you live in the studio, but we want you live watching the show. It's going to be great.
Yeah,
it's going to be dope.
It's going to be good. I can't wait. Yeah. Very dope. Very, very dope.
Yeah.
Get ready, people. You know Shelby's World podcast don't be playing.
No,
so
we
get ready.
To the point. So last night debate sparked a social media frenzy. And it, you know, it had some people either full of laughter, they were either upset about it, or they were happy. And last night, as a citizen in this country, there was nothing to be happy about when it comes to watching what happened on the debate last night. But there was lots and lots of hilarity. There was a comedic sketch, I believe, that went on last night. and, you know, a lot of different things that shouldn't have happened in a political nationwide debate. So one of the statements that stuck out to me last night was when the president stated, "Proud Boy, stand back and stand by." Now, if you don't know who the Proud Boys are, they are a white supremacist group who has been doing a lot of this volatile turnout to protests and riots and things of that nature, and they've been showing their pure asses. And the president has never, ever denounced this hate group in any of their actions. He's never, but he has fully, you know, we know that he's definitely attacked any other people who went out and either protested or did something in their own way. He's definitely had a problem with that. So to hear him state last night directly, a direct statement to the Proud Boys, who he seems to have great admiration for because they have great admiration for him to say such a put such a direct connotation to these people about what is to come. And we see something as strong as Proud Boys stand back and stand by. That simply means that one or two things. If he doesn't win the election, he ready to go to war and cause a war bigger than what we already hear right now. Or he's going to be giving them some type of instruction on how to be handling things further on if he does win. Now, I'm not under any type of duress about what's being done in the political arena right now, but we do know that there are things that we do need to be precautious for and that we need to prepare for. And to hear our president make such a demanding statement to a racist, you know, supremacist group further lets us know how far along and how effed up we are as a citizenship sovereignty country. And I don't know. I think we've stepped back a few years. What do you think, Queen?
Yeah. I didn't watch the debate, but I haven't watched the debate. I haven't read anything about the debate. I was in class, so even when I got out of class, once I get home, I had to wind down. So I was just like, I wasn't going to watch it because I just really didn't want to hear the foolishness, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to hear none that Trump had to say. I knew he was going to say some off the wall, something stupid that I wasn't going to agree with, and then I'd be in here at home arguing at my TV, and I'd be looking crazy. So I was just like, nah, I wasn't going to watch it. But, I, you know, I done heard comments from, you know, just being with my patients today and them talking about it and telling some things. So, look, I don't know, but he want war. He want war. I'm going to put it like that. Like, if he don't win, I believe he going to do something. I don't even think the man will actually leave out the White House. He going to go down without a fight, period. And he didn't say he's going to go down without a fight. He's going to go down without a fight. Like, he's going to fight all the way to the end. A lot of people think Biden going to win, but I keep telling people, one thing about some of these American people, they say that they don't like Trump. But when it comes down to their money and all the other stuff that they believe in the same thing that he believes in. They might not like what he do.
But they still vote for him. He's always made reckless statements, but even more so after the things he said last night. If people are, you know, still in support of him, that lets you know exactly where they stand as a person. There's no more sheep covering people's faces. So if you are continuing to just slap a person on the hand and walk away when you know that they don't like you, and you're still trying to appease to them, then you are part of the problem. Instead of just not dealing with people who don't deal with you, stop looking for support from people who don't support you. They're showing you. They're showing you to your face. I'm happy. I'm actually happy that people are willing to show their true colors and say, you know what, I support Trump. Because when you tell me you support Trump, I know you don't support none of his political stances because he ain't did shit. So I guess everything that you've done.
But you can't tell him that, though.
Oh, I know.
But it feels like he done everything.
That you've done from him, any type of support you have for him, it's a personal support. You believe in his personal choices.
Mm-hmm.
His personal
choices. That foolishness.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not hurt, upset, or destroyed. I see some people distraught about last night's election. I think people read so much into the political stances of certain stuff until they get their panties in a bunch too much. Everything that happened last night, I expected it to happen. The only thing that threw me off in that debate last night was when that man brought up that man's son about being on drugs. Now that was unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
Now we throwing below the belt, and I know we doing it. You can tell. They both sounded like real immature.
But he always do that, though. He always throw below the belt. That's the only how he able to, like he able to win. He gotta go throw below the belt because he don't have nothing else. He's not really an intelligent man when it comes down to like politics and stuff like that. But you know, people like the clown show. That's what it is. It's a clown show.
They love
it. He is a straight clown, and we don't even want to talk about the whole tax situation and stuff like that. Like, shut up, please. I don't know.
I'm going to go back and watch some
highlights and clips of it tonight and see. But I don't know. I don't know, Queen. I really don't know. This election here, I pray that everybody who's able to vote is registered and that they go vote, especially our young voters, our new young voters, like the fresh 18-year-olds, 19-year-olds, that probably weren't able to vote. They weren't able to vote last election. So I pray. But, you know, even with us going to vote, that don't mean that Biden gonna absolutely win because they'll rig something in a minute. Like, everybody talking about vote through mail. I'm not voting through mail. I'm going to the poll.
Well, what it is that they should have had a little bit. We should have been pushing knowledge of these other people who are running, these independent people, and getting some more. I mean, because that's a part of the situation is the uneducatedness behind the voting system anyway. So it's a lot that needs to be changed in order to see change. But as far as that go, I try not to get too much into all that because I know I have my stance on certain things. But what I did not agree, what I did find upsetting was that we are in this life, we are in this stage of our lives where our president and the running mate are arguing and bickering like babies on live television. This is shown all over the country. And not only that, we throwing the jabs that we throwing don't have anything to do with political rants or political anything to try to save this country from warfare or for Maine or making the environment safer. Anything about that is unnoticed. And that's all that scares me, is that this is what we're leaving our kids. This is the bull crap that, you know, they got to deal with too. So
it's crazy, man.
But I had to speak on the hilarity. I had to say something about it because I just thought that last night was a damn bombshell. I said, you know, this don't make sense.
That Negro don't care. Like, Trump just, I don't know. He bold. I tell you that, he's bold. Very bold.
He ain't got, you don't even got to be bold no more now. He got so many people running behind him and supporting that foolishness. It don't even matter no more if he bold.
The ones that support him, these white supremacists, man, he'll see y'all on the street and look at y'all like y'all scum.
Yeah, he ain't finna get them nothing.
If he don't care about y'all. He just like that. He just like that they following him, but he don't care about them.
No, you know he snob his nose at people like that. He don't like them trailer park white people.
Mm-mm. And that's how he'll look at them, like they scum on the back of his shoe. But they around here just Trump. Okay. You keep riding here, Trump. You see Trump in person, Trump will be looking at you. Child, look here. With his nose all tooted up and booted. Like, who are you? You don't mean anything to me. You look like scum.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't number a bully. Oh, my God. That man, he's still in his seven-year-old mind frame.
Yeah, because he's old.
Mm-hmm.
He might be a clone.
Like I tell one of my patients, he's a wealthy man from Quincy, family owned a lot in Quincy, got a whole road named after them in Quincy, owned acres and mm-hmm. acres of land. And I told him one day, you is just a privileged old white man. You've been privileged all your life, and you used to people doing what you want them to do because you've been mm-hmm. privileged all your life. And that is your problem. You've been privileged all your life, and then you old, you got age, so you really think that you could talk to people any kind of way because
mm-hmm.
you old. It don't work like that. Everybody deserves respect. I don't care how old you are. You going to respect me, period.
Yeah, okay.
And I had to tell him that one day, and he just laughed. I said, I don't see nothing funny, but I'm telling you, you're going to respect me. If you want me to respect you, I'm going to respect you because you are my elder, and I come here to take care of you. I don't need you. You need me to come take care of you because I'm good at what I do. Somebody would love for me to come in their house and take care of their family member. But you is privileged, and you is old. That's your problem, and you a privileged old white man. And I had to throw the white in there when I was talking to her. And he thought it was funny, but I was like, yeah, I don't see nothing funny. It's just the truth. It is the truth. That has been your problem all your life.
He felt like he got up under your skin because you had to tell him that. He already know that.
And what we were talking about, it wasn't even nothing. We were just having a general conversation about something. And I was just like, you're privileged. Because he said he was selfish. He said, I can be a little selfish. I'm like, yeah, you selfish and you privileged old white man. And you got to respect people. Like, his kids, he told his kids that I said that to him. They laughed. They thought it was hilarious. They was like, you the only person. As long as I've been on this earth and that's been my dad, he never let somebody say something like that to him that you didn't say it, Candace. Like, it is what it is. Look, it just is what it is. And his son told me over the weekend, he said, I remind him of the lady that took care of his uncle's kid. Her name was Mrs. Dot. He said Candace Dot was stern. He said Dot, his cousins, she raised four boys, which was his aunt, his uncle, them kids. But he said she raised four boys. Well, she did raise four boys. They were more scared of Dot than they was their own parents. Yeah, because Dot raised them. That's why they scared of Dot. If their parents was raising them, they would have that fear of their parents. But their parents weren't the one that was raising them. Dot, who was the nanny, is the one that raised them. So, yeah, they had fear because she didn't play no games with them. That was, let's be honest, that was their mama.
Yep.
Let's just be honest, that was their mama. And they respected her, and they probably, and more than likely, because I didn't see it, they probably respected her more than they actually respected their mom anyway, because their mom wasn't there. That goes back to when we talked once before, kids need stability, and they need it from their parents. But I was like, oh, thank you. I guess that's a compliment, but I don't know. But Miss Dot, whoever she is, she probably passed on. God rest her soul. I bet you her kids was stern, had what they needed and everything, even though she was out there raising somebody else's four boys. But our president,
if she didn't have a choice but to do it, that was her job was. So that was the hilarity of the great debate last night. I'm not gonna go into too many details. I wrote down a lot of key points about the key points that they were supposed to be focused on, but they never really got around to because it was so much bickering. Well, there were never any straight answers, but we don't ever get that out of Trump anyway. And we're going to go into our quote of the day. And our quote of the day is, music must take rank as the highest of the fine arts, as the one which more than any other ministers to the human spirit. Herbert Spencer. And this particular quote, I was thinking about rank and how we put things above certain things based on where they fit in our personal lives, where they fit in our business lives. When we step outside of our personal houses, rank starts with officers in the street. You know, they got ranks. Then you got ranks in the political world. You got ranks around here when it comes to who do hair. You got ranks when it comes to who cook. Everybody rank. But my point about rank, everything. The reason why I leaned on ranking is because power has been such a 2020 has shown power and the negativity that comes with power, as well as the growth and the positive forces that come with power. And we've learned so much dealing with power this year and dealing with ranking and how people see themselves versus how other people see them, or where people feel just how they should be looked at all because of rank. And there are so many people who feel that they deserve respect for their position. But if you strip them of those clothes, who are they? What does your rank really mean for you when you're naked? So the quote...
Well, you don't have that rank.
The quote is a shoe-in for why you need to put rank to the side at some point and just focus on the things that calm you and keep you out of calamity. And that's what the quote did. Music must take rank as the highest of fine arts. You see, even ranked, music was ranked high as all the finest arts, as the one which more than any other ministers to the human spirit. Anything that derails your spirit may not be good for you. So when you're talking about something that is good for the human spirit, of course it should be ranked higher, right? Like, why would we question that anyway? Mm. But certain ranks get overlooked because of where they fit in your life. So mm-hmm. when you're walking back out inside of your house and you're closing off the world and you don't have to deal with the ranks of the world anymore, now you're coming in and you're ranking your house. Everything has a place. Everything.
Queen, I didn't even look at it like that. Now that.
Everything. And
go back to that
we
saying.
Live
you
a life.
You're queen or king over your household.
Correct. It's still a rank. Mm. It's a ranking situation. Your kids got rank in the house. They know they play. Mm-hmm.
They dictators.
Yeah.
They cadets. Everything. I mean, they look cadets.
Look cadets. So, you know, we have to focus on those things. And the quote falls right in line with the fact of the day. The fact of the day says the human spirit includes our intellect, our emotions, our fears, our passions, and our creativity. The spirit is considered to be the mental functions of awareness, insight, understanding, judgment, and other reasoning powers.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Look how awesome that is. You cater to your human spirit by doing mm-hmm. things to make it calm because of look how much control the human spirit has in your life. So if you're not treating that
until you
with
hear.
The most everything is a balance. If you're listening to the damaging things, it's going to throw your rank off of how you treat your human, your spirit, your flesh, because you've allowed what in negative things. Now, and this has a whole play on how we move in our day-to-day operations, because how we get up in the morning, how we start our day is going to determine how we go about our day. How we started that day goes with how we lay down at night. That's preparing us. So if you lay down with things on your mind, you know that you're sleeping through the night with things on your mind, which may wake you up too many times throughout the night, which then interrupts your rest, which then, in turn, then makes you a little grumpy because you haven't gotten the sleep you need to go about your day. You get up in the morning, you may not be the most pleasant. Now you started your day off on the wrong side of the bed.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't put your human spirit first. And again, that includes all your emotions, your fears, your passions. Put that above everything and do things that make you keep that part of you calm so that all the things that have to function in your mental are just as calm as you put your life. You got to make sure everything is a balance. And I looked at that today and I was like, damn, this is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I know sometimes I think too hard about it.
Because everything ranks.
Everything has a rank. Everything has a place. Everything has an order.
Everything. Wow.
And we got to decide on how we rank things to happen in our lives, because if it doesn't include taking care of ourselves and leaving ourselves out to hang to dry, we're not ranking our things accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I want to say
about
our quote.
What's not so important.
Correct. Correct.
That's something, though. Because now that you look at it, sometimes you don't even think about it. You don't think about this stuff until you then read something or then, heard it or something, heard somebody say it. But our whole world is ranked. Based on rank. Everything we do, from the the different classes that we have, from you being middle class, lower class, upper, like everything. Even from the tax brackets. Let you know where you, as what they say, where you at, where you sit at, as far as your income, what you bringing in. All ranked. So we living on a ranking. We live on a ranking system.
A full ranking system.
All of us. It ain't even nobody excluded. Nobody can be excluded from this. Everybody. That's all. Oh my God. That's something to think about, man. Like, wow. Almost to the point that it's damn near scary.
Yeah, because you
to be honest with you.
Does it make you think about how have you been ranking things in your life? What has been the matter of importance?
How people been ranking you?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and not just think about your kids, your family members. We ain't even talk about strangers because we already know how the outside, right? But your family.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's something. Tell you, you learn something new every day. Have you thinking about stuff? Make you put stuff more into perspective, too.
Yeah. Make you think harder and look at things differently and stop having tunnel vision about certain things.
Yeah. Stop sugarcoating it. Just putting the cold of sugar on there. You got to get deep into that thing. You got to get down there like you digging for oil. That's how deep
gold
you need
and
to
all
go.
That.
To the center of the earth. But we all live on a ranking system. So, audience, none of y'all is excluded. We all on a ranking system.
Yeah.
Sit back and look how you done ranked other people.
And how you
and yourself. And yourself.
Yeah. And that's
because, you know, some of us hard on ourselves.
Real hard.
Yeah.
Real hard.
Wow.
So, you know, as you go through your week, just think about that. Put into perspective how you look at yourself, how you feel about yourself, and where you rank yourself, what you're doing in your life to rank the things in your life, what's the important things. Are you mastering how to keep your peace so that you can continue to focus on the things you need to focus on?
Yeah.
Just think about your ranking system. Now we're going to jump into our freestyle intake. Very important. And first topic on that I had for Freestyle Wednesday today is Governor DeSantis will allow eviction moratorium to expire on October 1st. So you know what that means. Anybody who couldn't get kicked out due to coronavirus or loss of jobs because of coronavirus, that will expire as of tomorrow. Now, the leasing companies, landlords, everybody had a right to put these people out on the street.
My God.
What do you think about that, Queen?
It expires. When you said this week?
Tomorrow, October 1.
Tomorrow, October 1st.
Yep.
So, that's sad, though, Queen. That's sad because you have people that don't have a heart. That means we're going to have more homeless people. If these people really do get kicked out their houses, which we really don't know if they, some probably will, some probably won't. Oh, my God. And this is the when did the date get on? Who comes up with this stuff to say that this expired?
Well, the governor is the one that sanctioned these people from being kicked out. So if it wasn't for him putting an executive order out there to stop them from being kicked out, it wouldn't have happened anyway. They would have started being evicted in April when these jobs had started being lost. So he didn't have an end date. Yeah, he didn't have an end date. until today when he gave his press conference, basically saying, you know, the deadline is tomorrow.
So he just then came up with the deadline being tomorrow. No pre-planning, yeah. No pre-saying that all. No, way back in April, nobody ain't say August, October 1.
They said it would be
2020.
They said it would be. I think they said it would be around September. They were thinking that it would probably. Well, actually, I don't even want to say that because I don't ever remember seeing anything about there being a date that a definite date that they were stopping. But they. But with that being said. That means that, you know, certain things you knew was going to come to an end, like the unemployment thing. But now in this mm-hmm. new stimulus bill, they're trying to bring that $600 a week unemployment back. So it's a lot that's going on. A lot of people will be affected by that.
That's sad.
We're talking about actually people being kicked out on the street now as of tomorrow if they can't pay their rent.
I'm gonna say this. If you and I don't want to say that, but if you are able to carry a concealed weapon, and I hate to say that, go get license, because by you saying that he said tomorrow is the end of that, people get kicked out. This thing gonna get real ugly before it get better.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna get real. Now you finna have people that then they don't have. You didn't kick them out, so guess what? They don't have nothing to lose now. They don't got nothing to lose. So coming out here taking from somebody else, it don't even matter to them because they ain't got nothing to lose because they didn't lost. They didn't already lost everything. They out on the street.
Yeah.
Man, people, protect yourselves. Protect yourself.
Mm-mm-mm. It's a big
deal.
They
don't have nothing to lose. And people,
no.
you didn't lost your job. You didn't lost your home, your vehicle that you was driving, source, you know, income. Resources that you was able to get when you had all of these things, I don't know why it'd be so hard for you to get resources when you don't have nothing.
Mm-hmm.
For certain people, I just put it like this, for certain people. We're going to put the quotation mark for some people. But, you know, if a person ain't got nothing to lose, hey, it's all fair game in their eyes. I'm going to get what I can get. I got to survive. They go into that survival mode. I got to survive. So if I got to go out here
and most people are
do this and do this, yeah, you know what I'm saying? They're in survival mode with the little money that they was already making. They were barely getting over with that. But, you know, they still able to get up, go to job, maybe to get better, you know. But I got to get mine. All means necessary.
I thought that was a huge thing for Florida because that's a nationwide executive order that was in place. I'm in a statewide executive order that was in place.
And y'all already know the people that's it'll be a more of us that's out there.
I don't know that this might be equal. I think with the job loss and already, you know, a lot of. It's low-income people in general, and it's a lot. When we look at low-income, we look at everybody in that spectrum when you say who is affected, and that's all races right now.
Wow. More crime.
Mm-hmm.
More killing.
More negative. I ain't slept fell asleep not one night in my darn house without hearing gunshots in the middle of the night somewhere around. So it's happening. The crime is picking up. The gunshots are continual.
More cops killing blacks. They're gonna be out here killing everybody. It's sad, man.
Now the governor say open everything back up.
Yeah, everything open back up now. So that's more of the virus being started. I heard a guy today, that said he went and got a flu shot, and he said, so I went and got that flu shot. He said, ever since I got that flu shot, I just ain't been feeling good. Ever since he got it, he just has not been feeling good since that day he got that flu shot. I ain't telling y'all not to go get no flu shot. Do what you want to do. I ain't got one. I don't think I ever had one, to be honest with you. I can't remember if I ever had one. And I don't think I ever have. If I did, I had to be a little kid that I just don't remember. But as long as I can remember, I have never had a flu shot. Never.
Yeah, I don't get flu shots.
I don't even think my kids ever had one. My daughter says she had one. One year she got one. And know how she ended up getting that one? I didn't take her to the doctor that day. Took her to the doctor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Her grandma took her to the doctor. And see, they get their flu shot. But as far as me and my mom, my husband, my kids.
Me and my house?
My house, my brother said he didn't have one that he can remember.
I don't remember ever getting one ever in life because I don't think my mom.
And see, that's what I don't remember ever getting one in life myself.
But I know my kids got one as an infant because their dad took them to get their shots that day. I believe they got the flu shot that day because they were sick as a dog after that. They ain't never had no flu shot since then. Never.
But you know, people, y'all do what y'all want to do out here listening, audience. You know.
So, and again, we're not telling people what to do or what not to do. These are personal opinions. So, don't be running to nobody to talk about Shelby's World podcast.
Told y'all not to go get no flu shot. That's a lie. We ain't getting one, but you do what you want. You make that decision if you're going to get you one or not get one. But my household, we ain't getting one. So, just that is that. Be out here. Get your vitamins now. Get up on your vitamins. I will tell you that. Get up on your vitamins and your fresh green.
Get some elderberry.
Greenery. Yeah, elderberry juice now. I will tell you that. Get up on that vitamin D3 and zinc and stuff like that and get you some fresh fruit. Fresh green vegetables. Look, somebody around here you know that got a garden that sells stuff, get with them. Get that fresh stuff. You can buy it fresh in the store too. Mm-hmm. But if you got somebody that's around here that's growing it in their yard, get with them. Start growing some fresh vegetables yourself.
It's going to be cheaper if you can go to the garden and get it. They sell it double price in the fresh markets and stuff like that. So, you know, because it's called organic there.
Yeah. Charging y'all that extra.
You know.
What you can do in your yard. But, you know, hey, we got busy lives. Some of us don't got time.
So we
got to
grab certain things on the go.
Yeah. Y'all got to grab it on the go.
So, moving along on this Freestyle Wednesday, I noticed something at about 6 o'clock this morning that was on Instagram. And it's called the Community Refrigerator. And I'm going to shout it out when I put it up when I drop our story today on Instagram. But
the Community Refrigerator.
Community Refrigerator. It's called Refrigerator, like R-E-F-R-E-E, free.
The black people way,
Right. It's free in there so people know it's free stuff. And then Gerator. But it's for the community. So she got this little spot. It's a woman on Instagram. Her IG name is, her IG name is I'm gonna say it. And the post, this is
the actual post came from Mrs. Fields, which is at Mrs. Fields on Instagram. I'm going to put all this up on our post, y'all, because I want y'all to see how cool this is. But she has created a community refrigerator in Tallahassee that says the pandemic has left a lot of people with little or nothing to eat, struggling to get the necessary nutrients. We can change that. As a community, we can try and bridge the gap in hunger. If you would like to donate any items or help in any way, please let us know. 1139 Kissimmee Street. Take what you need, leave what you don't. Thank you to all those who have helped in any way. Cash App. Wow. Her Cash App name is $PAETWILL. And she says also that she can come pick up items. Guys, this is incredible.
Big ups to her. Big ups to her. Come on now, Queen. Big ups to you, Queen. Because, look, a little go a long way.
A little, yeah. So, Link Up going to definitely do a donation toward that. I'm going to go ahead and talk to ICO.
Most
definitely. I just saw that this morning. So, we're going to get some money over there to them, or we're going to go and we're going to get some food items and donate it. Because that's incredible.
Link Up and J2 Couture. I'm going to go from my business and my business. Shelby's Bistro, all of us. We're going to jump over there. And you know what? That's what's up there.
This is the type of stuff we support, y'all. We stand behind stuff like this. And I was happy to see that. Like, when my eyes opened, I used the restroom. And then I picked up my phone because I couldn't go back to sleep. Made me some hot sleepy time tea and sat up on the edge of my bed and looked at that post and was like, you know what? Look at this.
Wow.
Women are doing some amazing stuff in our community.
Wow.
Ooh, I feel good about that.
We keep it moving. We keep it rolling. We keep things rolling.
Yes.
Queens keep things rolling.
Yes.
We keep it moving. We can't give up. It ain't time.
No, it's not.
Not during these treacherous times here.
Because we are in the trenches, honey, and this is what it is. This, when you in the trenches, you got people like that helping to pull you out, and they ain't asking you for the ones who can't donate, come take. But for the ones who can, please donate. And that's all we're trying to do is help people that can't help themselves. And that's a beautiful
thing. And don't y'all be going over there getting it when you got it.
Because we're going to see you. Somebody going to see you.
Yeah. Don't go over there. If you truly don't got it, you go over there. But if you got it, take something over there. But don't be going over there because you could just get it for free.
And
you able to get it yourself.
Made, wrapped up in Ziploc bags for people to take for, you know, because they're hungry right there. It's like Lunchables. It's incredible just to see that it's, even if it's quick stuff, it's things that it's healthy. It's not terrible food. So you're eating something that's going to carry you through the day. And I got to make sure when we bring our stuff over, we get things that's going to be healthy for them.
Gotcha. Apples, fruit.
I'm happy about that.
Stuff.
I'm excited.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up,
Queen. So we're going to round on out the show today. Queen, what's your closing remarks for the team?
Man, y'all, look, we in the third quarter tomorrow. in the fourth quarter tomorrow.
Fourth quarter.
Officially the fourth quarter. October 1st. So, look, man, these next 3 months, we don't know how it's going to be with the whole virus situation. I've been praying. I've been trying to be pray, protect yourself as well. Use wisdom, y'all. Use wisdom. Use wisdom. But these next 3 months, I say go hard. You can get a lot accomplished in 90 days. A lot can come out. And matter of fact, we might not even got 90. We might got 92 days. Because what we got, the 31st in October and the 31st in December.
Mm-hmm.
Go hard, y'all. Whatever your plan was in April and you ain't accomplished it, or your little short-term monthly goals or whatever, man, you still got time. You still got time. Even if you don't accomplish it, you still have time. But the most important part is that you started. You didn't start it, and you get to that place, that destiny where you trying to reach. The most important is that you start. The other most important is when you actually finish and get there. But it ain't too late. Go ahead and start today. Start today. So you wake up on October 1st like, man, look, I did something. I'm ready. You know, you got to get up. You have to get up and be ready to go somewhere in the morning. You don't just get up and roll out of the bed just to be getting up, rolling up out the bed. You repeat the same routine over and over and over again. You got to know where you're going when you get up out the bed in the morning. What you trying to accomplish today? What's important? What's on this checklist? What's on this goal list that I can be one step closer to the goal that I'm trying to reach? So you got to get up out of bed with a plan already in motion, already in works. Like, just like Queen said, what you take in when you go to bed at night, you're going to wake up in the morning 9 times out of 10 the same way. But if you're thinking about, okay, well, I'm trying to go, and this goal I'm trying to accomplish, man, when you get up that next morning, that's going to be fresh on your mind, because that's what you were thinking about before you went to bed last night. Your subconscious is still be going now. It still be going while you sleep. And when you get up, you got to get up with a plan. You got to get up with an agenda in the morning.
With a purpose.
Thank you. Every morning.
The whole purpose item.
You got to be, because you just out, just confirmation, just hearing, and I got this actually on my bathroom mirror, being in an uncomfortable situation. When you comfortable, you cool. But when you uncomfortable, man, that means you determined. You trying to get someone. You got something that you want, because that uncomfortable situation, you so uncomfortable, you know that, man, this ain't my life. This ain't working.
Yep.
See, when you comfortable, you just sitting back chilling. You cool with how you cool with everything going on. Then I'm gonna tell you like this. You better check yourself if you're in that comfortable situation, because that means if you cool with where you at right now, that means you ain't got no dream, no goal, or nothing written down. You just cool. You just living your that routine, that everyday life. But see, when you uncomfortable, you at them people's job, or you at your business, and it ain't where you want it to be, you uncomfortable now. Because you just know this is just not my life. This don't feel right. This ain't me here. Like, something got to move. Man, that's why you got to get up with your agenda. Get up with your agenda, y'all. Get up with your agenda. Get that journal. If you ain't got no journal, we done talked about journals, because me and Queen, we journals. We writing stuff.
My wall will let you know that.
I'm telling you, we writing stuff, man. Even if you just get you one of those planners with the date, I just got that. I write down. I still write down my hair appointments that people make, makeup appointments when they ring out the studio. I still write that stuff down. Everybody do their stuff, tech and all of that. That's good too, but it's something about writing stuff down on paper, y'all, to make that stuff come manifest. It's, I don't know, it's just something about writing it down with pencil. And I done heard people say, don't write it down with pencil because you can erase it. Write it down in ink, blue or black, because it's permanent.
That's right.
Get you a little planner, a little journal with a little calendar. Even if you just be like, well, I read 20 minutes a day. Well, that 20 minutes that you read that day may take, you might go for an hour the next day. You just don't know. But write this stuff down. Write down your ideas. What comes to mind, write it down. But get up with an agenda. Get up with an agenda and follow that agenda. Because if you start tonight, even if you start tomorrow, you one day further. The thing is, the key word is consistency.
And every day is a new day to begin
that part.
Something new. So if you felt like yesterday you didn't get everything, you didn't start that day how you wanted to, let tomorrow be that day, especially if you're blessed to get up and your legs working and your eyes open and your arms maneuvering. Make it count. I'm all about making
it count.
For
some.
My children tell me all the time, Mama, you always busy. You always on a call. You always doing this. You always planning for this. Yes, because I'm planning for y'all future. I mean that every
hard.
Day.
That
so,
part.
Your
not even just theirs. The kids that they gonna have.
Correct.
You're going to reap the benefits of what
you're
planning today.
And that's exactly what I was going to say. Your accountability, how you move, is going to set the tone for how your generations continue to live the rest of their life. Don't let those children see you be stagnant. Don't let them see you get comfortable to where you ain't even shifting at all. Mm-hmm. You know you're growing when you're shifting, when things become a little bit hot over here where you thought it was cool at.
And let them kids know. Let them help you celebrate those accomplishments. Because that motivates them. Everything you do, from you starting a new business, be like, man, look, tell your children, I don't care what age they are. Talk to them. Man, look, I just did this. Every step I got closer to getting J2 Couture, where I always said something about you, man, y'all just don't know, man, I got this and this. Just saying, and just talking. But those kids, they let them see you get to those accomplishments.
Let them see
you
get there too.
Mm-hmm. And let them celebrate with you.
Right.
Because it's going to benefit them too in the long run.
So with that being said, y'all have a great rest of the week. Don't let anything pass you by. Smile every time you can smile. Don't let negative energy into your face. I know sometimes it's easier said than done, but make it become one of those things that become easier done than said. We appreciate y'all for tuning in. We like y'all. We love y'all. Y'all take care. Be safe. Peace. All right, Queen.
Bye.